Hey, Rock Movers, and thank you again for joining me for this episode of the Rock Movers with Coach Karen Gray. Today's guest is going to inspire you in ways that you did not expect, but you absolutely needed. My friend, Oleg Loheeb, is joining us today, and he's going to share his story about how he is moving rocks for adoptees. That's right, a fellow adoptee, my friend Oleg Loheeb, who, although his start in life was inauspicious, at 9 years old, y'all, just 9 years old, he relinquished his parents' rights and put himself in a Russian orphanage. At 12 years old, he decided to be adopted into a new family in a new country, halfway across the world to start a new life. And at 24 years old, he began his journey of helping others live the life that they had always dreamed about, despite their hardships and misfortunes, by allowing them to recognize the uniqueness and worth within their own story. This man is singing my song. I absolutely adore him. He is just a champion of champions and such an advocate for overcoming odds and moving those rocks. Join me as we celebrate my friend and learn more about his story, Oleg Loheeb. Okay, Rock Movers, I'm so excited. You got to hear his introduction, but now you get to meet my friend, Oleg Loheeb. Oh my gosh, I am so, so excited to share you with my rock moving community and my friends, because you have so much to share. So let's just jump right into it. And if you would, I love starting my podcast this way. Tell us what you're doing to move the rocks in your world.
You know, for me, it's a really interesting question, and I appreciate everything that you actually had shared before we hit record as far as the whole concept of rock movers and the fact that all of us are carrying some rocks for some. The quantity is significantly greater than others, but I think the consistent common denominator from one person to the next is that we're all carrying some aspect of it. For me, the analogy that I try to look at in my life is that I don't necessarily look at each individual person carrying a set of rocks, but more so each individual person having a story. And what I mean by that is I believe that at the end of the day, regardless of what it might be, whether it's a friendship you're going into or a relationship or a goal or a business meeting, whatever that means, most of those things depend on the story. And so what is the story that you are telling yourself? And for me, the question there becomes is, if knowing the fact that you're going to tell yourself a story regardless, is that story going to be serving you? Or is that story not serving you? So similar to kind of what you just described as far as the rocks, which of those rocks do you want to carry with you moving forward? And which of those rocks would you like to let go and possibly replace with a new set of rocks or not have any rocks, right?
Yeah.
And so I think for me, what I started to discover this, that a lot of it truly boiled down to the story. I think that's where a lot of the perspective shifting in my own world changed. And I don't know if you've experienced this or anyone else that's going to be listening to this. And I'll say that for me, from my perspective, when I had that realization and everything started to change, I had that moment that there was really no reason to go back. It was one of those things that once I realized that this is something that I believe to be true, and in a way it simplified a lot of the things within my life, and it gave me an understanding that whenever something is quote unquote not going the way, it's probably based on some sort of story that I'm telling myself. So how do I let go of that story? How do I challenge that narrative? And ultimately, how do I create a new one? So that's what I started to do within the past 5 to 6 years, and been able to kind of create much of this work through Overcoming Odds, which you've been able to explore on your own. And it's been a beautiful journey to be on, because it has put me in touch with so many different people and so many different projects. it has given me a chance to learn things about myself that I didn't know, or maybe I would have never discovered had I not gone down this path.
I love it. So for those, since we jumped right into it, the thing that you and I have in common is our adoption story.
Yes.
And for both of us, that was a rock that we carried at some point. Mm-hmm. And yep. We've both made the choice to not allow that to define us, but we've made a new story from it. So you have a website called Overcoming Odds, and it's just fantastic. So it will definitely include it in the show links and everything. Mm-hmm. But I love that, and I'm looking at it, but I love that you've got your mission on there, your podcast, Rewrite Your Story. You share your story on there. And then you have a section called Stand Up and Speak, where you allow others to share their story too. Yeah. And so there's just so much about this that I just think is so impactful for others, that maybe they don't have an adoption story, but they have another trauma that was the rock that they're carrying that caused maybe some of the similarities of the emotions that we struggled with adoption, or feeling abandoned, forgotten, just completely hurt and devastated and have those primal type wounds. Are you experiencing that too in your coaching? Because I see that in mine for sure.
I think so, to a degree. I've seen that from, I've seen different elements of it from one person to the next, including myself. Mm-hmm. I'll share a little bit as far as my own personal journey went with the label and experience of adoption, in that mm-hmm. I think for the longest time, once I started to dive into it, I started to understand that, in my opinion, this concept is misunderstood oftentimes. And what I mean by that is understood through the lens of, once it takes place, the person's life changes, everything is bright, and there's mm-hmm. rainbows and sunshine. And
wouldn't really that be nice, right?
Really, what I started to notice throughout my own journey and so many other journeys is that, if anything, what it is that it creates an opportunity for a different chapter in your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, it's not necessarily going to be the best chapter, or it may be the worst chapter, like, who knows? There's so many different mm-hmm. variables that play within that. So what I started to notice was that the more I started to dive into my own experience and how I chose to view that particular experience for many, many years, first I realized that I was ashamed of it. I was ashamed of it. And one of the reasons why is because not many people around me had shared that experience. Mm-hmm. So there weren't many spaces to really talk to anyone about what I might have been processing, what I was going through. And so I ended up keeping a lot of those rocks inside me instead of kind of opening up to other people and saying, hey, this is what I'm going through. Hey, I actually do miss different parts of my family.
Yeah.
Or I might have missed this. I might have missed that. I might have missed my culture. I might have missed the memories I created during the first years of my life. And so what that put me in was this identity almost, where I had to hide a lot of these parts of myself and didn't really choose to open up until mm-hmm. however many years ago. And one of the things that I've discovered throughout my own journey was that all of these experiences carry some sort of label with it.
Absolutely.
And I really like what you pointed out, and that every single one of those labels, you get to make the choice as far as the type of meaning that label carries with you. Mm. A friend of mine once told me this 3 or 4 years ago. He said, all events are neutral. And I remember at the time hearing his statement, and first I was very skeptical. I said, well, how could it be? How could this negative event be really a neutral experience when it had a negative impact in my life? And he said the reason why it had a negative impact in your life is because that's the meaning you chose to assign to it. And I had a mind-blowing moment in that particular time, because I started to look at all these events through that lens. Exactly. All events are neutral. And then a year ago, another friend of mine, he had given me another tool to add to my toolkit, and it's a bracelet. And a lot of your listeners probably won't be able to see this, but it's just information. Literally, interpreting the world as it's just information. You get to choose the meaning that you assign to all the events, all the experiences you have, all the ways that people react to you, and all the ways that you react to them. And I kid you not, in knowing just those two things, it helped me really better understand a lot of my own experiences. It helped me detach from some of these more traumatic experiences that I've experienced in my life. And it also helped me create a new meaning, a new sense of clarity, new sense of purpose. So I would say, if anything, how have I dealt with it? Is that A, I confronted the shame. B, I chose to open up that experience by what I call letting someone in. And the reason why I did that is because in letting someone in, by sharing that experience with them, I was able to be exposed to other perspectives as far as how those events could be viewed. And then from there, that gave me a list of options or a range of options to choose from. I'd be sitting in conversations and thinking, you know, I never thought about it that way. It could be viewed this way, or it could be viewed that way. So then my own thinking of my way or the highway all of a sudden started to change. Mm-hmm. And it went from, this is the way that I was thinking about the event for X number of years, to maybe it could be that, or I could view it this way. So I think there's a lot of beauty in being able to share the experiences that one goes through in life with other people, because then that creates a variety of options or perspectives that you can choose from. Now, caveat to that story is you have to choose wisely.
Right.
Because not every one of those perspectives is going to be serving you as well. So really trying to understand what is the story or that I'm choosing to assign to each experience, and what is the meaning that I want each one of those to carry. And I think there it's probably more of a process as far as what feels right internally and what ultimately kind of gives you a sense of purpose, meaning, clarity, whatever it is that you're looking for, and what are those things that align with them.
Absolutely. Gosh, you dropped so many nuggets right there, Oleg.
Long story longer.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. So what I heard you say is just such a variant of what I've experienced personally, mm-hmm. and just, I mean, it's just so parallel to my personal journey and my story. I use different, you know, terms and vernaculars, but that's my rock moving journey, is I get to choose. These rocks are the heavy burdens, the challenges that we carry, the things that have happened to us that we now take on as our own. So we count that as our journey, right? We make that our story. But I get to take that out and really physically hold it and look at it and say, is this serving me? Is this getting me to the life that I want to live? And if not, I get to lay that heaviness down and choose the lesson that it taught me and the things that it helped me become. And I carry that. I carry the beauty and let the pain go. So in the middle of the pain, you find the purpose when you choose to. And I love that that's what you've done. I love that that's how you've used to, or how you've chosen to use your story, your journey, is to use the lessons to help others. And that's really the philosophy and the mission behind Rock Movers is, yes, this is my story, but what do I do with it? I help others move their rocks. And I love that you do that so beautifully with your story, coaching, and your podcast, and just your platform. You give the things that in the past have been hidden in shame, so in the darkness, you know, adoption was always something very secretive in the past, at least here in the US. And I know your story originated in Russia. And so, you know, the dynamics that that adds to it, I can see how that would be an additional level of just challenge, because you left your culture, you left your language, you left everything that you had known intentionally at one point, and then came to America. And just so many layers upon layers upon layers of things that could have crushed you but you've chosen to use it for good. And that's just, that's the human spirit that I love to champion for others.
And look, and I will also say, just a full disclaimer to anyone who's listening to this, this was not the easiest of journeys. Mm-hmm. And I know that we're able to break down very complex and complicated topics within a matter of sentences. But the truth is, at least in my case, it has taken me 7 to 8 to 10 years to be able mm-hmm. to form these sentences, right? To be able to understand the fact that you don't always have to be a part of the event. You could be the observer of it from time to time. To understand that the meaning that I choose to assign to each one of those events could be different if I just shift the perspective 1 degree. And I think what I started to realize as part of this journey is that most of these things have taken time. Most of these things have taken significant reflection and introspection, mm-hmm. really diving deep and figuring out, okay, here's an experience, here's a story, what are the things that I learned from it?
Yeah.
And some of those things took 5 to 10 years to learn. And I'm finding that within some of those experiences, the lesson just keeps evolving, keeps evolving, keeps evolving. There is no end point.
Right.
And so I found that, in my opinion, there is no end growth to maturity. There's no end growth. There's no end point to maturity. There's no end point to growth. Those things are always going to be a thing. And so for me, it truly becomes as simple as, do I want those things to happen to me, or do I want to be an active participant of them? Do I want to be fully engaged within mm-hmm. those processes and learn on a daily basis, right? The things that I might have known yesterday about whatever elements of my past may be different compared to the ways that I choose to interpret them today or tomorrow. And that's okay. And I think that's one of the other things that I've realized throughout my work with other people is that sometimes there's this level of discomfort. And I've experienced this myself when I first started to do a lot of this work internally. And that's understanding that, well, there's no way these things could be different, right? I experienced them. I was there. I was a part of it. This is mm-hmm. the memory that I have. When the reality is like, yes, all of those things are valid, but they could be interpreted differently if they were seen through another person's lens. So I think what you're saying is extremely valid. And what I would add on to it is that in most of the cases, as I'm assuming the two of us and so many other people who are part of this process, mm-hmm. is that none of it truly happens overnight.
Yeah,
many
totally
of it
agree.
Things take years, and there is no point to it, no end point, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, just like our lives, it's at this continual, perpetual journey
exactly.
and evolution. And I love, though, that we do have, and I believe, and maybe you see it differently, I'd love to hear your perspective, that the process doesn't happen overnight, but the decision can happen and turn the journey a completely different direction. That can happen in a heartbeat.
Yes.
That can be a decision. And you may have to make that decision 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose in this moment to see it this way. I'm going to choose to see myself differently. I'm going to choose to see the value or believe something differently. And I believe all of that's okay. All of that is part of it, and it's all valuable. It still doesn't mean, yeah, go ahead.
And I think in a way to expand upon your point, life, at least this is how I choose to look at it. Mm. It gives you opportunities to practice that decision. Right. So, for example, you say, I choose to look at this event. I choose not to react this way anymore.
Yeah.
And then life presents other opportunities where you could go back to the default.
Always.
Thinking, right?
Yes.
You could go back to the default way of the way you viewed your story, the way you react whenever it comes to conflict or whatever the situation might be. And I find that to be a really beautiful journey because all it does is that it continues to reaffirm the fact that learning happens every single moment.
Right.
And life is just really this giant playground where you get an opportunity to play and to learn. Every time you step outside of your door is an opportunity to re-engage in the way that you want. Mm-hmm. So I think what you mentioned as far as the choice, I've believed in that for a number of years, and that's the choice is always there. Now, I may not always be aware of what that choice is, but right. the fact that it's there, it gives me enough confidence and hope that through whatever process I choose to follow, I'm going to be able to find the information to make that choice, to ultimately change the trajectory. And yeah. I think that's true. I think that's true for every one of us.
I so agree. And I just, again, so many golden nuggets. And I love that you have created an outlet for people to share their story in a safe space. And I think that's mm-hmm. one of the things that I have to applaud you on the most is you have created such a safe space for a topic that doesn't always feel safe. Yeah. We don't always feel able to share it as an adoptee or someone that's gone through any type of separation trauma from parents. So thank you for creating that, first off, for creating that space and for making it so welcoming for everyone. Even though our stories may be similar, they're all as different and unique as we are, every yes. single one of them. So no two adoption stories or adoption journeys are the same. Mm. And recognizing that there's beauty and pain in all of it in varying degrees, but that it doesn't have to just remain there with the story, that the story is also evolving and that we get to choose that part and get to utilize that. And that is part of us. And I love that you have that space. So tell me a little bit about your podcast. Let's talk about that real quick.
So this is a show that gets released 1 to 2 times a week. And the whole goal of it is to be able to create a space where we explore different aspects of our story. So some of the recent episodes have been people who have had different stories around jealousy, people who have had stories around supporting other people's success and the challenges that that includes. And really the whole goal is to be able to create a space, just like you said, a safe environment for 30 to 45 minutes to an hour where people get to tune in and understand that A, they're not alone within this journey, that there's someone else that's going through a similar challenge of their own, just right. might be on a slightly different path, but B, the fact that it is possible to shift that perspective, possible to shift that narrative. And really that's the sole focus of the podcast, the coaching, the anything that we've done is to be able to create enough of a space and a window for people to see their own stories through someone else's lens mm-hmm. and know that even though they might be experiencing X, Y, and Z in the moment, mm-hmm. it's possible to experience something different. So everything is based on helping people create what I call a personal narrative that they like and believe in. Because at the end of the day, I think many of the actions we take in our lives are based on whatever the story that we tell ourselves.
Yeah. So the podcast is called Overcoming Odds Today. Correct. So are all of the guests on the podcast, are they all adoptees or have an adoption connection, or they're just overcoming challenges in general?
They're just overcoming challenges in general. There is a pretty significant number of people who have gone through the adoption process. Mm-hmm. For me, when I was first starting a lot of this platform and this work, I started with the experience that I knew the best. And that's the experience of someone who was adopted. Mm-hmm. Then I started to realize that the more that I started to share my story, the more people it attracted. And the people that began to reach out were not solely those who had been adopted.
Yeah.
It's those who are refugees, immigrants, people who have went through cancer, adoptive parents, foster parents. So a variety of different groups, and that's where I made the decision to expand the group even more, because I realized that there's so many similarities between us, and I genuinely believe that we are much more similar than we are different, even though we vary in experience. So becoming more inclusive of other people's journeys really was the next logical step, because then it just allowed all of us to grow collectively. And I think what the other thing that it has done is that it created an opportunity for me to listen to someone else's perspective, have completely different experiences,
mm-hmm.
and yet still leave feeling like I understand that person.
Ooh, that's
or
so powerful.
I can relate, or I can sense what they might have been through. So if and that's really, I think, the beauty of doing work like you're doing the work that we've done, and that's creating these spaces where people come in with varying experiences, right?
Yeah.
Varying backgrounds, education, age, ethnicity, you name it. And yet at the end of the day, I could walk away feeling like, you know, I haven't lived a single step that Karen has gone through, but I somewhat understand. I could see her, like I could see the value in her experience. And I think those are the things that end up connecting us more.
I love that. Yes, the power of empathy.
Yeah.
And just the connection that that offers when we can see someone through a lens that shines a light of connection. I love that so much. So tell us a little bit about, we'll wrap up with you talking about how you coach and help people to find a reframe on their story.
It's a good question. And the reason why I think it's a good question is because it's taken me years to even redefine the definition of what it means to be a coach. And to be honest with you, I struggled with that term for many, many years.
Mm.
And the reason why I struggled with it is because I never truly felt like I had the answers to anyone else's questions, or I was the solution to anyone else's problems. And I genuinely still believe that. So when I started to look at the term closely, all I started to understand was that the best thing that I could provide for anyone, including myself, is a space to be heard, a space to be valued, and a space to be appreciated.
I love that. Okay. I just want to stop you right there, because I feel like that is the difference of a heart-centered coach and someone that's a consultant or a teacher or a mentor, is they truly understand the value of holding space and offering a safe place to process. Because I believe we all have the answers within us. We may need someone to help us pull them out, or guidance or mentoring or teaching or direction, but truly we know the path for us. We just need assistance with it. In most cases, obviously there's going to be some that's not, but I just love that you said that. And I'm so, so grateful that that's how you see your role, because that's where the true power is. Oh, like I want to congratulate you and champion you and just highlight that, because that is such a gift that you give to your people. So sorry.
I kind of think about it through this lens, right? And that's, I love that the fact that you pointed out that we have the answers within us. I believe in the same exact thing, because this is what my journey has taught me to this point. And I think there's a reason why other people's answers don't oftentimes work for us.
Right.
I think there is a reason why you have, quote unquote, the same conversation 100 times. And then it's the 101st time that something finally clicks. And then you find whatever it is that you were looking to find. And then you come to the conclusion that, okay, this is the direction I want to go in. And the reason why I bring that up is because I think much of this journey, what I've discovered is in creating that safe space for other people, it creates an opportunity for them to hear themselves. Because oftentimes, and think about it, how many opportunities do we get over the course of a day, or a course of a week, even over a course of a lifetime, where you get to have an honest conversation about who you are, what you think, why you think those things, direction you want to move forward. I know most coffee shops I go to don't offer that. Most grocery stores don't have that opportunity. It's a very fast-paced world where you get in and get out. And sure, there's certain friendships and relationships that do provide that space. But at the same time, I think even within those spaces, there is a line that's not meant to be crossed, right?
Yeah.
Like if it's someone that's close to you, are you really going to give them your honest thoughts and feedback without the possibility that, hey, the next word I'm going to say might change the trajectory of this friendship?
Yeah.
I bet it's a conscious thought for many of us.
I agree. I think most people aren't capable of being vulnerable in those places. They're just not willing to go there.
Yes.
It's not safe. Line, it's just not safe. So having that trusted person, a coach, to guide you through that conversation, to hold space and just give you sometimes the silence for you to come to that place is so powerful. I love that you do that. So where can people connect and find you the best? Where do you prefer to be connected?
Best is probably through our website, and that's overcomingodds.today. And then outside of that, personally, if people have any questions, they can just reach out to me on LinkedIn by simply typing in my name.
I love it. Well, we will put all of the connections here. Any final words that you feel like you just want to share or leave with us? I feel like you're just overflowing with wisdom and golden nuggets today. So I'm not sure how you could top it off, but I just have a feeling that you can.
Just keep moving those rocks.
I love it. thank you so much. Well, thank you for being here. Rock movers, I love that you're listening to this today. It's not by accident that you're hearing this story. You're hearing it for a purpose. So reach out to Oleg. Let him know that you have a story to tell, and he is the one to help you tell it. So thank you so much for being here with us today. And we will see you on social media and over on the podcast, Overcoming Odds. Thank you. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today on this episode of The Rock Movers with my friend, Oleg Loheed. If you would, please do me a favor, like, share this podcast, and leave a comment with what you were most inspired by on today's episode. It really does matter. It helps us to share our message with other people. And also, I just want to give a big thank you to Oleg for joining us today, for sharing his story, and for all that he's doing for those who have a story to tell. Again, you can catch him on overcomingodds.today or at the podcast Overcoming Odds. Again, thanks for joining us. And as Oleg said, keep moving those rocks.